One of the things I've been thinking about this week every day is how our life is hanging by a thread, that we're on the edge of destruction. And I don't mean COVID, because I don't believe COVID is the biggest threat to society, not even close. I think the biggest threat to your life, listen very carefully, it's sin. The biggest threat to your life and to mine is sin. Why? Because only sin can send us to hell. And the reality of sin is this: we are all one decision away from being stupid. We're always one decision away from insanity. And what is insanity? It's sin. It's choosing to reject the infinite good of God for some sort of temporal little satisfaction. This is the biggest threat to our life. And so in every moment that we have, we are always one decision away from rejecting God. And it's good to remember this. Why? Because then in our prayer, we can cry out from this place of humility that says, God, I need you. In fact, that we can't do anything good without God. We can't even have a good thought. We can't do a good deed without His grace. So in this sense, we're always dangling by a thread over the abyss of our own destruction.
Saint Alphonsus says, we ought to feel that we are standing on the edge of a precipice, suspended over the abyss of all sins, and supported only by the thread of God's grace. If this thread fails us, we shall certainly fall into the gulf and shall commit the most horrible wickedness.
St. Philip was walking through Rome one day and he was yelling out, I am in despair, I am in despair. And a senior religious rebuked him. And St. Philip responded, I am in despair of myself, but I trust God.
St. Augustine said, the presumption of stability renders many unstable. No one will be so firm as he who feels himself infirm. If a man says he has no fear, it is a sign that he trusts in himself and in his good resolutions.
So this is a reminder that even if we have good resolutions, without God's grace, we can do nothing that is good. So there's a prayer that I've been saying every morning. Maybe you'll be encouraged by it, but it goes like this. Lord, keep your hand upon me today, because if you don't, I will surely betray you. What if Peter would have said that prayer the morning of the day that he denied Jesus three times? What if the story turned out differently? What if Judas had said that prayer the morning he sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver? What if things turned out differently? And what if I say that prayer every day for the rest of my life? Lord, keep your hand upon me, otherwise I will surely betray you. Perhaps my life will turn out differently. Just some thoughts to think about, friends. God bless you.